Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
Colm O'Mungoin and Katie Hannan here, still to come on Drive Time between now and 6.
Who's targeting Irish airspace with military-style drones?
It's beginning to look a lot like hypertension, the expert guide to fighting festive stress.
And we'll catch you up on the stories of the week that made waves.
But first, the news read now by Shane McGowan.
Good evening. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has defended the government's decision to invite the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to Ireland earlier this week. Mr. Martin was responding to criticism of the visit from the Russian ambassador Yuri Filatov. The Taoiseach spoke to reporters at a meeting of the British-Irish Council in Wales. Our correspondent Tommy Meskell reports.
The British-Irish Council was set up as part of the Good Friday Agreement. As part of the summit today, Taoiseach Micheál Martin met with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. They agreed to another UK-Ireland summit in the new year to be hosted in Cork. On the issue of Ukraine, Micheál Martin said his government would make no apology for hosting the Ukrainian president in Ireland. It followed a statement from the Russian ambassador to Ireland criticising the visit. Micheál Martin called on the ambassador to bring back a message to the Russian government to engage in peace efforts and stop this war. Separately, Micheál Martin said that drone sightings on the night of Volodymyr Zelensky's arrival in Ireland would be discussed at a meeting of the National Security Council later this month. He said that since the onset of the Ukrainian war, there's been heightened activity on the cybersecurity front. However, he would not be drawn on who might be responsible for the drone activity. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, Wales.
The Garda Special Detective Unit has begun an investigation into the drone sightings. Members are liaising with the Defence Forces and international security partners. The Irish Aviation Authority had implemented a no-fly zone for drones in the Dublin area to coincide with the visit of President Zelensky. Uisce Éireann has announced it has reached a legal agreement to allow a major sewage treatment project to proceed. The Greater Dublin Drainage Project is described as being critical to the provision of housing in the area. The €1.3 billion scheme has been held up by a legal challenge after being approved by An Cumasúin Pleanála. In a statement, Uisce Éireann said the settlement was achieved following constructive engagement between all parties. Additional infant graves have been found during excavations at the site of the former mother and baby home in Tuam, County Galway. The discovery has been described as consistent evidence of a second burial site that is separate to one on another part of the site which was previously examined. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
In its latest update, the Office of the Director of Authorised Intervention in Tuam says graves of child or infant size have been found at a location identified as a burial ground on old maps. There was no ground level indication it had been used for that purpose until a more detailed excavation commenced. The office says the layout and size of the graves it has uncovered is consistent evidence that the portion of land in question was used for burials during the time the mother and baby home operated in Tuam. Four sets of human remains have been recovered from the area in recent weeks, bringing to 11 the total number found here since the excavation began. All are thought to belong to infants and all had been buried in coffins. In 2017, the Commission of Investigation into Mother and Baby Homes confirmed significant quantities of remains had been placed in underground chambers in another part of the site known as the Memorial Garden. That's located around 100 metres from where the second burial site has now been confirmed.
The European Union has imposed a fine of €120 million on the social media platform X for breaking digital rules. In a statement, the European Commission said that X was guilty of non-compliance of transparency regulations. The fine was imposed under the EU's Digital Services Act on content. Taxi drivers have suspended demonstrations planned for next week over concerns that regulations governing them have not been updated. The Taxi Drivers Ireland group said the protests have been paused while engagement with government officials takes place. The action was planned for the Dublin area from next Monday until Saturday. The funeral is taking place of the architect and television presenter Hugh Wallace at St Patrick's Cathedral in Dublin. He died suddenly on Monday, aged 68. Mr Wallace was described at the service as someone who shaped the spaces in which people lived their lives.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Get ahead with Grant's most innovative heat pump, the Arona R290. Home heating for the next generation. Visit grant.ie.
Winds easing as rain clears to the northeast. Further showers or longer spells of rain tonight, heavy at times with lowest temperatures of 5 to 10 degrees. There's a warning that southeasterly winds will reach gale force 8 this evening on coastal waters from Errishead to Carlingford Lock to Roaches Point. And west to southwest winds will reach gale force 8 at times tomorrow morning on coasts from Carnsore Point to Roaches Point to Valentia.
RTE Radio 1 Traffic and Travel with the all-electric Inster. Just voted Irish Small Car of the Year 2026. Find out why at Hyundai.ie.
With the latest traffic and travel news, I'm Carl Quinn. To Louth first, there's a delay in the M1 northbound between Junction 9 Drogheda Centre and Junction 11 Monaster Boyce. However, a collision there has been moved to the hard shoulder. In Cork, Tower Road is closed between Healy's Bridge and Clock Road. That's due to flooding. There are reports of spot flooding on parts of the Carrigaline to Crosshaven Road and Carrigaline to Ringaskiddy Road. And there's heavy flooding at Ardcahan Bridge in Dunmanway. To Dublin now, there's a breakdown in the northbound bore of the Dublin Tunnel that's blocking the left lane. There reports of a collision on Nanga Road at the Killeen Road Junction, and there's a broken down car on Ballymun Road inbound, and that's blocking the left lane at Santry Avenue Junction. There's heavy traffic on the M50 southbound, that's between Junction 14 Sandyford and Junction 5 Bray North at the M11. That's the latest traffic and travel news.
Thanks. Now, Gardaí have launched an investigation after several drones were spotted operating in a no-fly zone as the Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky, arrived in Dublin earlier this week. Mr. Zelensky landed at Dublin Airport for his first official visit to Ireland shortly before 11 p.m. on Monday night. Crew on board the Irish naval vessel, the L.E. William Butler Yeats, spotted several unidentified drones north of Dublin around the same time. For more on this now, we're joined by Tony Geraghty, recently retired naval commander, and Owen Corrie, editor of TravelExtra.ie. Tony, if I can go to you first. We are operating on limited information on this still, but what is clear at this stage is that the exclusion zone for the drones was breached. And that would be a concern, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. I suppose it was well known in advance that there was a no-fly zone in the area a number of days beforehand. The Irish Aviation Authority implemented a no-fly zone there. And then as a result of President Zelensky's visit, it was a very high security posture adopted by the security agents of the state. That would be the Garda Síochána Defence Forces. And obviously the IAA would have had a very significant interest in this, as well as obviously Dublin Airport, because again, we had the commercial side as well in relation to that. I suppose, as you said, there's very little known about this. None of the security agents of the state are making any comments on it, other than we just heard that the Garda Síochána have launched an investigation. But one thing that is interesting is that Dublin Airport do have high-tech systems in place to detect and deter hostile drone and UAV activity. And to the best of my understanding, there was no alert trigger there. So I suppose that's an interesting factor in the mix as well.
And what do we know about the drones themselves that we're talking about here at this stage?
Well, I suppose, again, very little known. The information that's being received is that they would have approached the area from the northeastern sector in relation to Dublin Bay. So that would be, for example, kind of north of Dublin Bay, North Irish Sea, maybe Carlingford area, just kind of east of Carlingford. Or possibly from a landside as well. Again, because it was during the hours of darkness, there's very little known about the actual drones themselves. They'd be reported as quadcopters, which would be effectively typically something your listeners would be familiar with, the kind of ones you could buy in some of the shops, you know, four rotors each corner, anything from a shoebox size up to the size of a kitchen table, a coffee table. Normally they would be controlled either by radio, or more recently with advances in drone technology, a lot of it is controlled by satellite links. So you can effectively launch a drone from wherever you want, or whether that be a ship or land. And once it takes off, it can be controlled from anywhere in the world. So not necessarily in the platform it was launched from. And on board these, they'd have a payload, depending on what their tasking is. They would generally have various sensors. They would have infrared, maybe thermal as well, and standard cameras as well. And they could have anything else. I mean, obviously, in relation to the war in Ukraine, they generally their payloads would be some kind of explosion device. But in this case, obviously, we're just assuming, based on no knowledge, that effectively they were just kind of a nuisance drone, which were probably used to effectively probe Ireland's defences and also reactions as well, and see what the reactions would be.
Yeah, because of course we're getting a lot of reports of drone activity connected to the war in Ukraine, and huge sensitivity around these sightings because they coincided with the visit of Volodymyr Zelensky to this island.
Absolutely. I mean, the war in Ukraine, if one thing it's done is that it's accelerated rapidly drone technology, whether that be aerial drones or whether that be surface drones as well. There's a lot of footage recently of attacks on the Russian Shadow Fleet by the Ukraine in relation to surface drones and then air drones as well. And again, because the technology is accelerated very quickly, the actual ability to counter it is having to accelerate very quickly as well.
What can we do as it stands? What could we do to respond to a drone that was actually, you know, set out to attack or even for surveillance purposes?
Yes, well, I suppose, first of all, in relation to Dublin Airport, they already have a system in place, which is kind of more for kind of nuisance drones or people who are launching them to look at aircraft, etc. And there's obviously quite rigorous rules around that. There's been talks of kind of geofencing, of stopping drones coming into certain areas where they'd be programmed that way. I mean, from a European perspective and a NATO perspective, there's been a lot of work has gone into that. I mean, for example, very recently, the UK sent over a specialist team to Belgium to assist them in counter drones because they were receiving quite a lot of them. And then again, recently, in relation to European visits to European countries, in Denmark had a high profile visit with a lot of foreign ministers visiting them. And they looked for assistance from Sweden, Finland. There was a German air defence frigate put in position as well. She'd have been able to respond kinetically. And then in addition to that, that would have been over the NATO command and control structure. So that's what has happened there. It kind of got legal frameworks and kind of complications there. Now, obviously, we're not a member of an alliance like that. So our ability to call in assistance like that just isn't there. And that actually is a kind of a weakness insofar as I think in general terms it's been accepted across Europe that it's very difficult for a single country in isolation to protect themselves against sort of persistent drone attacks, whether they be single or swarms.
Okay.
So it is difficult. I mean, back in October, our own government publicly committed to fast-tracking anti-drone defences to the main air bases in Casement, in Baldonnell, and in particular for the upcoming EU presidency. So, I mean, officials at that stage did acknowledge that recent drone incursions in Europe were on the increase and would be sensible. I mean, in general terms, from a practical point of view, it's probably a combination of kind of three things, really. It's personnel, infrastructure and equipment. You have to sort of set up anti-drone units really, really quickly. You have to develop kind of special operations rooms, which be kind of monitoring activity in general terms, which is the kind of thing NATO would have. You have to put in no-fly zones, and then you just have to be in a position to react. And then obviously there's a lot of kind of a legal framework over it, and the command control is very difficult as well, you know.
Okay, and of course we're facing into having heads of state here during the EU presidency and the vulnerabilities that that'll bring with us. But for now, many thanks for that. I want to bring in Owen Corrie now. Owen, very briefly, what are the rules around flying drones as it stands?
there's a no-fly zone around the airport that was extended, obviously, for President Zelensky's visit. And there were, the airport was effectively closed and ready for that particular aircraft to arrive. Air Corps had a presence in the area. Very interesting that an awful lot of this doesn't add up at all. The evidence, the information we're getting was from the William Butler Yeats naval vessel. We don't know what the Air Corps saw, but certainly nothing was picked up by the drone system, the anti-drone system recently installed by Dublin Airport. And you have to remind listeners, that's the only anti-drone system we have in the country. We're very, very far behind just in tracking the ordinary problem of drones, even around prisons and situations where drones shouldn't be flying. We're very, very bad at tracking them.
But we're told that Micheál Martin has been briefed on this. So, I mean, at some levels, this is certainly being taken seriously.
And there's another big problem. And while the system, it was brought in by Dublin Airport, and there are still drone incursions and there are still nuisance incursions around Dublin Airport, they haven't actually closed the airport as they did very publicly about 2 years ago. But the legislation hasn't caught up. The legislation, there have been prosecutions. There hasn't, the most recent high profile prosecution didn't result in a conviction. It was quite clear from the court case that the legislation in place is completely unsuited to modern drone incursions and the problems that might arise. And I do think it's, you know, what if there's any good to come out of this? And I'm not exactly sure that we were dealing with a hostile act with drones at all from the evidence that we've seen. But if there's one good thing to come out of this, Katie, is that at some stage the legislators are going to have to sit down and say, we need proper legislation before we start putting in drone systems, and then we can start thinking about the European head of the presidency of the EU and the Ryder Cups, all of those things that will come up, which will make us vulnerable to some sort of malevolent drone flying.
Indeed. Okay, we'll leave it there. Owen Corry, editor of TravelExtra.ie, and earlier Tony Garrity, many thanks for joining us with that.
Okay, no balls being pulled out of pots over in Washington at the John F. Kennedy Center for Performing Arts. Gianni Infantino still on stage, still talking, so we don't have the 5 o'clock draw. But if we do get anything in on Ireland's prospects on that, we will bring it to you. But coming up, it's beginning to look a lot like hypertension, the expert guide to fighting festive stress, plus the Zelensky visit, the infrastructure plan, the big Eurovision withdrawal. The catch-up is here to look over the big stories of the week.